Donald Trump says something like this at nearly all of his rallies.
There's 7,000 people outside. We're trying to get them in.
NPR's Scott Detrow was covering the Trump campaign this week.
And in Tallahassee, Florida, I was late. It happens. I was stuck outside the rally.
Let us in! Let us in!
And I wasn't alone.
Out here trying to get in to support my man Donald Trump, of course.
That's 66-year-old Dale Locke, one of hundreds crammed against the gate, chanting, even begging to pass through. He says Washington needs an outsider.
That swamp needs to be drained. Those people can't just stay up there forever. They need to get out in the real world. These are real people you're looking at out here. Real world, where you work 8 hours a day.
Nobody else is going to be allowed in the rally. Nobody else is allowed in the rally.
Despite the announcement, the pro-Trump crowd lingered at the gate. Many kept trying to get in. Others wandered over to the highway to watch and sometimes yell at the hundreds of anti-Trump protesters on the other side of the road.
Go away! Racist, sexist, anti-gay! Donald Trump, go away!
The two sides of the road were like parallel universes.
My most important issue is a tough one, but I would say gay rights.
Kelly Mayer held a sign reading, "This Nasty Woman Votes."
I came out here because I think Donald Trump is a national disaster.
And on top of that, she says, he's an all-around terrible person. Harsh words, but just about as harsh as how T.J. Ard frames Hillary Clinton.
I mean, just looking at supporting Hillary alone, that just turned your stomach. You know, I mean, how could you support somebody that's so evil?
What Ard wants is for the country to be less dependent on government. No more handouts, he says. And that means no more Obamacare.
If they took Obamacare out, that would put $200 a week back in my pocket right off the bat.
He and his friend Bill Mullis stand there and watch the anti-Trump protesters. Mullis says he just doesn't understand that side of the road.
It boils down to a lot of anger. There's a lot of anger, but there's a lot of ignorance. There's a lot of ignorance. There are people that will stand on a platform and say, you're wrong without seeing, without weighing it out, the truth.
What do you see on the other side of the street?
I see Confederate flags, I see American flags, and I see a lot of white people.
Guys, I need everybody to back up, please. Please, back up.
Two sides of the same road. Two very different visions of America. But in a week and a half, either Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump will have the task of trying to lead all of them. Scott Detrow, NPR News.